Go ahead and turn your Bibles once again today to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to deal specifically with one verse tonight that has really caught my attention this week, and even more so this afternoon. And the message tonight that we're going to be dealing with is the power of your testimony. And we're going to see this again in verse number 15. Of chapter number 1. I could not get away from this verse. It says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints." And this is where I get the power of your testimony, because this is what was getting back to Paul, was the church of Ephesus, their testimony in their faith in God and their testimony and how they had love for the saints. So let's have a word of prayer. And then we'll go through this. Lord, we are grateful tonight that, again, we're able to meet with one another. Lord, as I look around, I'm so thankful for the ones that are here. But God, there are so many people that are missing. And I don't know why they're missing. I don't know why they stayed home tonight. God, only you do. And Lord, I pray that it will not become a habit. I pray, Lord, that we would see them back here Wednesday night so that we can fellowship with them again. God, I pray that you guide us through your word. I pray, Lord, that again, that we would find something in your word that we can apply it to our lives so that we can learn how to become better servants for you and how we can learn how to be a brighter light for you in our community that you've allowed us to be in. We thank you for what we have already heard today. We thank you for Pastor's message today. Lord, not just today, for the past couple weeks, and how they've been, Lord, talking about heaven and talking about hell. And Lord, and speaking about your blood today. And I thank you, Lord, for those. And I pray that you continue to give him many more messages to come that would speak to our hearts. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen. As we looked at scripture this morning, there was something else that had kept speaking to me. And that is the power of your testimony. A testimony is speaking about a great event that has taken place in your life that God has done to change your direction. And of course, I'm talking about our salvation that God has given to us upon our request because of our faith, trust, and belief in Him. If you were here tonight at prayer meeting, you would have heard of a story that has happened on a person about how their testimony was ruined. And I went a different direction tonight in prayer meeting. I didn't take prayer requests. We didn't really pray for anything else that was going on around us. But I specifically began to talk about an individual whose testimony had been ruined. With that, it has caused many people that has been around their lives for many years has caused them to question many things. And as sad as what has taken place, there is one thing that I have become aware of is this. We will either have a good or bad testimony in our community, in our families, and in our workforce that God has allowed us to be in. A believer's story will always be in the developing stages. It just doesn't start and end in salvation. Your testimony begins from the day that you got saved until the day that you pass from this earth. It's something that is ongoing. And it's something that we ought to be thinking about how we can keep that going in our lives. The church of Ephesus had a story that spoke volumes to the people that they were surrounded with or that they were surrounded by. Paul is, again, as I mentioned this morning, and I'm not trying to sound like a broken record, but they were commended for their faith and their love for others. That's saying that they had a good testimony in their community. And it went a long way throughout their community that they're in. Paul wouldn't just brag about the church of Ephesus. Matter of fact, he would brag about some other churches. And then along the way, he would scold some churches. But he would also talk highly of the church of Philippi. You read in the book of Philippians how grateful he was for that church and what they did for him and how they provided and how they met his needs so that he can get to the mission field that God had desired, that God had called him to go to, and the one that he desired to go to as well. And so they would take care of their needs. And I can't begin to think of ways and how they took care of their needs because, again, my thoughts are in the world that we are in now. I know the things of comfort that we associate ourselves with. I mean, if we want to get to point A to point B, normally what we do, we get inside our vehicle. We shut the door. We turn the key on. The car starts, hopefully. Sometimes it won't start. But hopefully it starts. And then we put it in drive and we hit the gas and we go. That's how we get to our destination. Some days it might be a great distance and we might get jumping an airplane. As I say jump into an airplane, I'm going to give you some caution. Do never, never, never jump out of an airplane. Unless you got a parachute on. Okay? Just thought I'd throw that out there. So the reason for this, they take care of his needs to get him to his desired field. And he was very grateful for those things. And with him taking a time in the book of Philippians, he was really bragging about their testimony. So this evening, I would like to give us a list that I believe can be a help to have our testimonies flourish in our lives and in our community that we're in. Well, first of all, how are we able going to have a testimony? I'm glad this question was brought up. In order for us to have a testimony, what I am trying to describe here, you first must be born again. Turn to the book of John chapter 3. The book of John chapter 3 and verse number 3. Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. In verse number 3, he says, Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So in order for your testimony to begin, you first must recognize that you are in need of a Savior. You must recognize that your sins are a separation from God. You're not in fellowship with him, and you must come to that and recognize those needs and then begin to make the changes necessary. And what's those changes? First of all, you got to have your faith and trust in him. And then you must come to a repentance of your sins. It's not about being baptized. Baptism doesn't save, which a lot of people believe that if they get baptized, they're getting into heaven. And that's not the case. That's not what I'm talking about here. So we must be born again in order for our testimony even begins to take off. Second, we must, I believe, study the Scripture. Studying the Word of God will protect your testimony, and it will make you stronger at the same time. One of the reasons why people have a weak testimony, and one of the reasons why people are not strong with their testimonies because of this. There is a lack of studying of God's Word. And I'll be honest with you, I'm amazed to find out how many believers actually don't read and study God's Word. It baffles me. By the way, with that being said, I was in that category at some point in time in my life. And that's something I cannot go back in time and change. I do know this. I'm ashamed of that time. But I'm also grateful that God forgives me of my sins and my past. And I'm able to correct the ways as I go along. So studying the Word of God gives us several advantages, does it not? The first thing that comes to my mind is this, as we study God's Word. We are able to quote Scripture from memory when Satan begins to attack us. That's something that we must understand and recognize tonight. One of the reasons why our testimony might be ruined is this reason, is because Satan is attacking us. I said this earlier as we met in prayer meeting. Satan wants to destroy your relationship with God. Satan wants to destroy your relationship with others as well. And he will attack you. And so by studying God's word, because of that, we're able to use that to defend ourselves against the attack of Satan. And that is needed in our life. So as I begin to speak of this monster, and I say monster because I believe that's what Satan is. He really is. He would love to destroy everybody's testimony in here tonight. And don't be fooled thinking that, no, he can't touch me. He can't ruin my testimony. And that he can. And the reason why he wants to do this is because he hates the fact, now think about this, he hates the fact that we were once his. And now we belong to God. He hates the fact that you rejected him and you've accepted God as your Lord and Savior. So on the same note, our testimony should reflect that we have God in our life. Amen. You see, it's not just merely accepting him, it's living for him as well. Once you accept him, that's great. I'm glad that you've done that. I'm glad that you recognize that your sins have separated you from God. But then we must move on to the next step, and that's living for him. That's how we're going to strengthen and make our testimony even stronger. Is by living for him. The third thing that I see here tonight can be a great help to having our story. It's another word for testimony. To continue is to grow is through this. And that is through regular church attendance. When you begin to talk about church attendance, most people begin to squirm in their seats. And I believe the reason why they begin to squirm in their seats is this reason, that's guilt. We've all been there. We've all faced the fact that we've missed church on occasions. And so we're guilty of these things. We don't like to have this mentioned, but at the same time, if you want your testimony to grow, regular church attendance will be a great help to you. So with that being said, your lack of attendance will ruin your testimony. Think about this for a second. Why will it ruin your testimony? Because people look up to you, and you're letting them down when you don't attend. You're letting them down. How would you like it if, for some reason or another, that I decided to maybe come once a week? A lot of you folks might say, what's happened to Chad Springer? Does he not realize that he's ruining his testimony? Does he not realize that young people are looking up to him? Does he not realize that even the elderly are looking to him? See, we have a testimony to guard. And when we begin to let our guard down and we begin to think that our needs and our will is more important, and then we begin to miss church, we're letting the younger generation down. By the way, what are we teaching them? We're teaching them, hey, it's okay. It's okay to miss every once in a while. I will agree with you on this statement. It's okay if you're sick. It's okay if the weather's bad outside. It's okay if you're on vacation. And it's most definitely okay if you're dead. That's a good excuse. What am I getting at here? I'm talking about putting your desires above God's desires. Your lack of faithfulness to church could take you out of possibly being considered a Sunday school teacher. It could take you out of even being considered for being a trustee, steward, or a deacon, maybe a bus driver, things of that nature. Attendance is important when it comes to your testimony. Faithfulness to the house of God by some believers has not been important in their lives lately in the past few years. And that, my friend, will ruin your testimony. It'll ruin your testimony. And I understand people miss because they're sick. I understand those things. And I'm not even messing with that. I'm not even messing with people not even be able to see well. I'm not even talking about that. That has nothing to do with what I'm getting at. But the fourth thing that will be a tremendous help to us when wanting our testimony to grow is praying to our Heavenly Father. Praying to our Heavenly Father. I remember my parents at a young age taught us one thing, and that was this. They said, they quote a scripture, and they said, pray without ceasing. I never really understood what that meant. But I began at an early age to pray for things. Just anything and everything. Praying will help your testimony grow. Through this, we can ask for help in keeping our testimony strong and never letting it weaken. You might say, I understand about how to keep it strong, but how else can we weaken our testimony? That's a good question for you to ask tonight, and I'm going to answer that. There are many ways that this can happen. So I'm going to deal with one that's very familiar to a lot of us in here tonight. Recently, I told you about a couple years ago how I was confronted with some things that I said on Facebook. You know, Facebook can be very damaging. It's a good tool. It's a good tool to get caught up with old friends that you haven't seen in years. It's a good tool to find out what's going on in your community. Those are some good tools. If you want to hear about fake news, and well, that's a good tool as well. It's good for those things. But a lot of people vent while they're on Facebook. And I'll never forget being confronted by a friend of mine and saying, hey, Chad, you need to watch what you're saying because you're ruining your testimony. Not realizing how damaging that can be. And in the same step, they said this. You also need to show them Jesus Christ. And I believe he was so right. And I totally agree with him. Which leads me to this next point here. It's not okay for anyone that is a child of God to go on Facebook and begin to slander other believers. Let me say it again in case it didn't sink in. It's not okay for a child of God to go on Facebook and begin to slander other believers. And for that matter, non-believers as well. You have a testimony that is at stake. I'm going to be honest with you. There's so many times as I get on there, I'm tempted to just blurt off and say what's on my mind. But ever since I've been confronted about this, there's been one thing that I've learned that I've had to practice in this, and that is to pray. Lord, keep my mouth shut. Keep my mouth shut. Because that's what I need to do. Remember the statement, we are to show everyone Christ? So how can we keep ourselves from ruining our testimony? So we can keep ourselves from ruining our testimonies by this, by praying and seeking God. Instead of being so slandering on Facebook, here's what you need to do. Reach out and begin to show people love. That will strengthen your testimony. And as you begin to reach out and show people love, here's the second thing that you need to do. Strive to daily live for the gospel. This will help you keep your testimony strong. And as we wind down tonight, the last thing that I believe will be a big help with your testimony is this. And that is, share your testimony. Share your testimony. I'm amazed on how many testimonies I've never heard before. You might get tired of hearing mine. By the way, April 25th, 1986, I got saved. And I'll tell you over and over again why. Because that's the day my life was changed. I'm not sick about telling you. You might be sick about hearing it from me, but I'll never be sick about telling it to you. And finally, as I close out, I'm going to go back to something I learned in the chaplain's conference here back in November. This thing really sticks out to my mind, even a few months later, is this. As you begin to share your testimony, don't be ashamed of your faith and your testimony. Don't be ashamed of your faith nor your testimony. Be excited what God has done and is continuing to do in your life. And honestly, folks, I want to hear about how you came to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Wouldn't it be great if one night that we can just meet in here, maybe it'd take a month, I don't know how long it would take, but I think it'd be great if we can maybe hear people's testimonies and how they came to know the Lord as their Savior, and how God has changed their life, and how God is still changing their life. That would do something for my soul, and I think it would do something for your soul as well. But I really believe tonight our testimony speaks volumes. I truly believe tonight, as I said in our prayer meeting, your testimony can win someone to Jesus Christ. And at the same time, your testimony can lead someone astray. It truly can. So we have five things tonight that I believe we need to apply to our lives to make us better, to help our testimony to stay strong, to help our testimony to continue to grow, and to allow our testimony to go out in this community to be a light that we need to be a light to. Well, that being said, let's stand with our heads bowed and have our eyes closed, and we'll be in prayer and we'll be dismissed tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to share our testimony with you and with others. God, I know that we are under attack by Satan, and he wants to ruin us. God, I pray that we would continue to guard our hearts, to allow us to protect our testimony so that others can come to know you as Lord and Savior. I thank you for your people tonight who have come out, have been faithful in serving you this day. I pray you bring us back here safely this coming Wednesday, and we ask it in your name. Amen.